Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
We recorded it live.
Why can't we just say,
what?
Hey.
I don't know.
Every time. And I was literally sitting here, and people just saw, and I had the impulse to go, you know, any, like, oh, it's recorded. Like just any, and then I was like.
We're songbirds.
And then you just sat down. We recorded this live. That song is stuck in my head.
Like that?
No, the one that. I'm a big
The one that we just did the TikTok to?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say we're people of the sound.
We love music.
We love music. We're music heads.
No, I really love music.
Honestly, Paul and Natalie are simply
hyper extensions
of ourselves.
No, I was gonna say that I need to put everyone on somebody right now. And that's L-I-E-U on SoundCloud.
Liu.
I'm a hyper pop girly.
You are. In another world, this world, you wish that you could
like make music.
Well, you can. I think that you would be really down to have. Why?
I can't be earnest like that. I think that's why I like hyperpop, because it's kind of not earnest.
It is sometimes.
Sometimes,
but
it hits me. It tickles the part of my brain that's like pop punk of like the angst.
Well, duh. That's what hyperpop is. That whole sound is fully
angsty,
influenced by the early mid 2000s pop punk stuff.
Yeah. And then add a little tune up
a hyper pop song
right now. Okay, ready?
No, I just mean after this.
Oh, I actually would love that.
Let's make a hyperpop.
I want to do a Chance the Rapper style, make an album in a week type beat, type vibe.
Should we?
Yes. Wait, that would actually be fire.
Should we just really commit ourselves to something and say right now that the next episode that comes up will have
a song to release?
Our own
yes.
hyperpop song that
and
we can
we'll,
play?
Maybe we'll play it at our shows this weekend.
Okay.
Fuck it. Well, I have a lot to do today because I'm moving into this apartment.
This apartment. Where we record this pod.
Yes. Which.
Cast.
Literally when you said that, I was like, some stalker person is going to like hack like where this is recorded on your computer, which mm-hmm. is like, you probably could. How would I?
We need to talk about.
Well, come say hi.
We need to talk about.
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
I know, but. The elephant.
And the elephant.
The elephant that's not in the room.
Kyle.
That's not what I meant. That is not what I meant.
No.
I was simply using an idiom that's not at all what I meant. I did not intend for that.
Fuck.
We need to address the fact that our dear plant.
Yes.
Is not in the room. Lizzo
that
was not
is
here.
Really funny. You just
that
said
was
that.
Not intentional, and you know that.
That is really funny.
You know that wasn't intentional.
I know it wasn't. I know it was. I am taking Lizzo into care. She's in the hospital
right now,
which is in the front office, to get some sunlight. I am watering her. There are new spreads already coming in. Don't worry. We let it go. We were traveling. most of the comments on the videos were like, oh my God, that's crazy. And I was like, yeah. Okay. Like, name everything you've done in your fucking life. Tell me you haven't killed a plant in your life. Shut up. Just kidding. But also another comment. I saw that's been just ringing in my head is someone said, wow, people aren't even showering before podcasts. They're just rolling out of bed on the last one.
Mm-hmm. But we don't read the comments. And, so how did you see that?
Well, it was a TikTok comment on one of the clips. I mean, not that I don't. I mean, I read the comments. Let's be fucking
honest. I know. I'm just making a joke.
And I love all of them. But the ones
when they're nice.
But when they're mean.
There's always someone who has to say something.
Always someone. Oh, no. What if you give me a list of the good and the bad things you've done in your life? We're not so different after all.
Let's actually do that.
Are we?
Let's actually do that, maybe.
On your high horse, type it away. I don't give no fucks. I don't give no fucks. Also, in that one, okay. Also, I love everyone and I love the nice comments. We know that. We know that. But it's the little guys. But anyways, so last week I had a little bit of period issues and had my heating pad on.
Mm-hmm.
Showered. My hair was wet. You fucking moron. Literally my hair was wet from a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, I'm going to like give my skin a break, like not do makeup, you know, just let it breathe. I've been on my new skincare. And he follows me. Huh?
This person that commented.
Yes.
Just got everything that they were hoping for.
I know. They wanted attention.
That's what trolls. That's what you can't do.
Little trolls underneath a little bridge.
That's what you can't.
I know. I gave it to them.
Do.
I know. I just wanted to say.
You know what we're going to do next time?
And there were two likes on the comment.
Mm-hmm. We should pick out. Instead of pointing at the negative comments,
nice comments,
we're going to be like, oh my God, look at how nice this comment was. And then we're going to read that instead.
So, well, I saw a comment that said, wow, Veronica looks like she's a type.
No one said that. Did someone actually comment that?
And then said, it probably smells like laundry detergent down there. Fresh as fuck.
Mm-hmm. So you're making
squeaky clean. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. She has an amazing personality. And is smart.
Were there any comments about me that you saw like that?
Someone said, No, that's where they end it. That's usually how they end it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Kyle, it's a good thing. It's really, I mean, it's a little bit of a backhanded compliment because it's like, wait, it's going, wait, why? Like, no, because you know what I mean? It's like, why? Is it weird I'm attracted to so-and-so?
Yeah.
But
see, that's a whoa damn right there.
That's a whoa damn. Wow.
But hey, it's a comment.
It's a comment.
Yes. It just feels like something's missing.
This
is
a nice transition into my relationship with the internet lately.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't know what I am.
I always correct you if you're wrong.
Okay. I feel this is, you know, this podcast is behind the curtains look into content creators, actually, who've been doing it for 6 months. Everyone gets annoyed, whether this person is doing the best thing in the world, or if you see too much of somebody. Besides, there are a few select people that you can get a lot of. You kind of want them to go away for a bit, or the internet turns on them. Like Taylor Swift, 2 years you hate her, 2 years you love her, 2 years you hate her, 2 years you love her.
Mm.
Even like Timothée Chalamet, everyone's kind of like, all right, maybe he just needs to like go away for like a second, or Nicole Kidman was like. the only, well, this is a different issue, but like playing every middle-aged woman role. And I was like, you know, there are other actresses mm-hmm. that are middle-aged Hollywood. You don't have to hire the one that looks 30.
She doesn't look 30.
She doesn't look 30, but she looks hot. She's...
I feel like that's
I'm just saying there are other women
I feel like that's that are middle-aged. Okay, okay, okay.
That's all I'm going to say. She's a great actress. Mm-hmm. But you go, I was like, that's enough time.
That's enough time.
I'm like, ooh, is that, am I annoying now? Have I reached the annoying part?
Oh, that's how you feel.
About myself, where I go, oh, fuck, like, everyone kind of gets it now. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, and creatively, we were in a different spot for a while there. And I was like, fuck yeah, like this is sick. And then now I'm kind of like, I'm kind of tired. Like we did a lot and mm-hmm. not saying we're not going to get back into it. We are. We're still keeping going. But lightning doesn't strike every day, my friends.
Well, not in New York City.
Not in New York City.
But in some places it does.
So that's, I mean, I'm going to keep going. I think that's my thing. But there, I've been a little bit like, yeah. I don't love opening up my phone and it's not making me feel, and also the serotonin boosts I was getting before was like.
Serotonin?
What's it called?
Serotonin.
Serotonin. Sarah who?
Serotonin, you know her.
Oh my God, that bitch.
I know. She sucks.
So yeah.
The key anyways, to that.
Yeah.
For me.
Go ahead.
Is less time on the phone.
Mm-hmm. But then you go, I need to be up to date. I need to be knowing the trends. I need to be knowing who's who and what's what.
You do. But that doesn't mean when you are standing in line at the grocery,
you're looking
catching up on that or whatever.
Yeah.
It's about setting the time aside to be like, okay, I'm going to get on my phone now and just like scroll.
I don't, I don't want to have like timed.
You don't have to set like, time, but I just mean
two
like
till three. I look.
Sure, sure, sure. I don't mean that. I mean just
maybe
more so
mm-hmm.
being intentional about it, as opposed to it being this sort of
drug,
this sort of thing that you can just do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're like
yeah. I hear it.
Something to just well, I'm waiting for the elevator. And it's on floor 10 and it's coming down. Well, I guess that gives me, okay. Oh, here's the elevator.
I'm just, I,
you know what I mean?
It's just all the time for me, I think. And yeah, I'm ready to, like the last 2 days, I didn't look at my phone until like 11 and worked out, did a meditation,
mm-hmm.
journaled.
Mm-hmm. That's always
that
good.
That was helpful.
I'm also not saying that this is a universal rule. Sorry to cut you off.
No.
I just need to, this is what helps me personally.
Of course.
Is doing that. Like yesterday I said,
we're not
set time aside, but like.
By the way, we're not doctors. And we're not.
We're close to it.
By the way, we're not doctors and we're not professionals.
We're close to it though.
Yes. In case that wasn't clear.
And yeah, like yesterday I had time and I was just on the couch.
Scrolling
TikTok, but it was time that I
chill time.
Yeah, I felt like it wouldn't be an issue. Catch up on some DMs, learn some stuff about what the heck is going on in this big crazy world.
Well, you know, I'm two things. Are phones ever going to go away? I don't think so.
Well, that's what you think, but the actual device itself will go away. And what will happen is the programming within the phone will be right here in a chip in your brain.
A chip in your brain. And I go, text, DMs. This is, okay, this just threw me right the fuck back. But you know how like some, my sister and I would talk about like what we would think about before going to bed, like to help us sleep when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she would like in Clueless, pick out her outfits and that would make her fall asleep. You know what I mean? Like in her head, visualize like, and that was the thing. This is so embarrassing. I've never admitted this. Okay.
I would
pretend this is like around the time of MSN but like, I don't know. So I would pretend to have, I didn't have a phone. 6th, 7th grade. a chat in my head. And I would talk to people, to my crushes specifically, mm-hmm. and chat with them via my thoughts. Mm-hmm. This was not real. This was all, these conversations were made up in my mind. Isn't that psychotic?
That's a bit psycho. But how old were you?
Grade 6, grade 7.
Okay, whatever.
And I'd like lie in bed and be like, and then I'd go to school and be like, remember me? Like I like kind of look at them and be like, did they think that too? Like did, were they on that chat in my mind? Mm-hmm. Turns out they weren't. But
have
yeah.
Have I talked about before when I thought that I was like friends on MySpace with Ashley Tisdale?
First off, MySpace, what are you? How old are you?
29.
Jesus. I never had MySpace.
Well, I got MySpace in fifth grade because, or no, I got MySpace.
Or maybe I did on MySpace.
Before that even. Oh, I definitely got MySpace before that.
Yeah.
I just it was had
like, we
MySpace.
We were like young. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, pick your song, whatever, all this. It might have even been on Facebook that this was a thing, but okay. I'm pretty sure it was MySpace. And anyway, I just looked up Ashley Tisdale on MySpace,
right.
Added her as a friend, and she accepted the friend request. And I was like, no way, this is crazy.
Oh my God.
And then we'd like comment on pictures and like comment back and forth and stuff.
What were your
and then
were your pictures?
I put my friends on also. I was like, yo, like, you know, you can, Ashley Tisdale, I'm friends with her. And there was a big thing where, this was a MySpace thing for sure. Owning the pictures. Do you remember that?
No, I was not MySpace. Like okay. I didn't understand it.
So you would basically comment. I swear I've talked about this.
Because I was not born.
So I'm going to be quick because I do believe I have talked about this before, but maybe not.
Okay.
You just comment on it. If you're the first one to comment, Kyle owns. Or I own this. You say,
oh,
I own this.
And that's like a flirty thing?
Yeah, you say, I own this. And then whoa. The caption that they make for the photo is whatever. Yeah. Like, me at the park, period. Kyle owns.
Wait, kind of hot.
And I owned, you know,
that's
a couple
like
of...
That's like Dom.
Her photos. And then yeah. at whatever point realized that it was not actually Ashley Tisdale. But I was young. I was probably in like
fourth
grade. That was
the first time learning about scammers of like, oh, okay.
The thing is they weren't even trying to do anything. They were just like...
No, they're just pretending to get
probably
like
just some
followers.
Girl wherever that... Or guy. Yeah. But that just was like, oh, I'm just going to make a fake account for Ashley Tisdale.
Oh, MySpace. Yeah. Wow. Well, this is a nice little... 1730. Transish to...
Two.
You were just kind of explaining to me as I was making my tea... About the TikTok ban.
Mm.
I know shit all about it because the way that I avoid things that affect me, you know, past traumas, my feelings about anything, I just bury it. I don't look at it. That's called a good coping mechanism. So,
yes,
so
TikTok
I did. I just saw a Variety little share thing. That's it. Tell me everything.
I can give you this bill.
And do I need to
I can give you this bill.
Job?
I can give you this bill.
Yeah.
But first, episode 27. Woo! We are back. We made it to the 27 club and we're going
to
make it.
We made it to the 27.
Beyond. We're actually not in the 27 club. We have to
Will
make
we
it.
Make it to the next episode?
We have to make it to episode 28.
You got a fast guy.
I got a ticket anywhere.
What's another 20?
Smells
like teen spirit. Dog barking.
Dog barking. You were saying Kurt Cobain?
I was just singing songs by people that are in the 27.
Is he in the 27 club?
Yes, honey. Yes, honey.
I thought he was younger even.
Do you remember being...
No, it was 27 Club.
I remember I was always like...
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
What's his
River
name?
River Phoenix. River?
Was he?
River Phoenix?
Yeah. Was he 27 Club?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's a really sad story, the Joaquin River Phoenix story. He was, we don't talk about that. Really sad.
Club, outside the club.
Yeah, and with Joaquin, he was there.
Fuck.
Crazy. Jim Morrison, 27 Club.
Yeah.
Anyway, we made it. Guys, we're so happy to be
here. And we have to. Yeah, no good. No good.
Because I was just. Because I was. We got live shows coming up.
Yes.
This week. We are going to be in Philadelphia on May 2nd. We are going to be.
Is this past?
No. We're going to be in Philadelphia on May 2nd.
Yes.
We are going to be in Pittsburgh on May 4th.
5th.
May 5th.
No, I think you're wrong.
It's May 5th.
I think you're so wrong. 4th.
Is it the 4th?
Yes.
Why have I been saying the 5th?
I don't know, but it's the 4th.
Sure?
It's a Saturday.
Are you sure?
Go look.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Wait, I just posted a link to it.
Uh-oh.
Wait, have you like booked a hotel for the wrong day?
No, I haven't.
4th, bitch.
Oh, shit.
You owe me.
That helps.
A kiss.
Mm,
please.
Okay. May 4th. What the heck?
I love your bio. Kyle Chase is a creative based in New York City who has professionally involved in various pursuits since 2017.
In the
music world, Kyle is known for producing tracks for artists such as Zach Villery, Fabo, and Rebecca Black. As an actor, he starred in the Vimeo staff picked Love Machine and is set to feature in an upcoming music video for Howdy. Alongside Veronica Slikowska, he co-creates short sketch videos that amass over 1 million daily views. And the two of them also co-host the podcast Nevermind, which is quickly gaining popularity. Kyle's creative horizons continue to expand rapidly, establishing him as a versatile and likable force in the creative sense.
Wow.
That's a good one.
I didn't write that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
Who wrote that?
Michael.
I wrote mine.
Michael wrote that.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. May 4th.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Did you get a hotel?
Don't worry about that.
I'm worried about that.
I didn't get one yet. May 4th.
Okay.
We're going to be in Pittsburgh. And guys, we can't wait to be there.
I'm actually really excited.
The Pittsburgh show is going to be different because it's only
the two of us,
Veronica and I.
Which we've been kind of having our friends as crutches throughout shows, and also like just having other people as on is awesome and really fun. But this kind of feels like mommy and daddy are, we're letting it fly.
We're letting it fly for show. Big time for show. And boy, are we excited for those shows. Catch the link in the bio. Get your tickets. If you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube. Subscribe, follow us on Spotify. I haven't figured out the like flow.
I know,
of this. Some people have it so down, but it doesn't even matter because I'm not. Hit that notification
bell.
Comment
down below.
Comment something.
Bonus
content on Patreon.
Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok and. And there's, if you want to get some merch.
There's merch.
You can get that. We're going to get some Nevermind specific merch coming soon.
That's right. Designed by yours truly,
by
Mr.
Me.
Kyle Chase.
What else? I don't know.
That's it.
We're going to Montreal. We're taking a little trip up because...
Poutine.
Are we allowed to say?
I need to show you. I was doing my workout today and I was like, we need to go to Mandy's Salad.
Are you allowed to say...
No.
Okay.
Just don't.
Okay. We're going to go and do that. And it's going to be a grand old fun
Opry
time. It's going to be a grand old Opry fun time.
Yep.
Montreal. And poutine.
Poutine and Mandy Salad.
And Mandy Salad.
Because we did have it in Toronto, but it wasn't as good.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't hit as hard.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, Mandy Salad is originated in Montreal. And there's one down the street from Connery's place.
Mm.
So we're going to Connery's house. Maybe we'll record an episode there.
Fuck it, why not?
I know, we haven't thought about that when we're doing it.
And
if Anyways, now we're back.
Well, I was going to say, before we get into...
No, I want to go to TikTok.
TikTok, before we get into that, though.
Okay.
We got to thank some people.
Okay.
We got to thank some people. And these are our Nevermind Nights. A growing...
Cue...
Yep.
The music.
Connor, cue the music.
That boy! That boy right there!
Ew! Who are you pointing at?
Him! He stole our loaf of bread!
Let's get his ass!
Hey! Hey! Hey, little boy! You think you're smart, don't you? Well, I just saw you stole our loaf of bread.
Please. I ain't got no money.
Obviously, it's why I steal a loaf of bread, you dumbass.
But I've got a family to feed. And it's a big family.
A big family? What are you on? Are you on that show, John and Kate Plus 8? Or some bullshit like that?
That's a good one.
Thank you, Tim.
No.
You're welcome, Rob.
You see, my family, we're all orphans.
Orphans?
Yes.
Oh, no, he says you were. Wait, like the movie Annie?
Yes, that's exactly like who we are. And ma'am, there's quite a few of us, and even this single loaf of bread won't be enough for all of us.
The orphanage?
Yes.
Well, wait.
Hey, wait.
Ooh, I'm gonna kill you.
Hey, wait, Rob. I think we should listen to this guy. I feel like I have a change of heart as an officer, or...
Please listen.
I'm a night guard. I'm a guard.
Please
and
listen.
And I feel like maybe we should, like, help him and not, like, we should probably, like, give him the loaf of bread. Maybe, like, a bunch of them.
Please.
To all the orphans and maybe, like, do a good job.
Hey! What you say?
I don't know. You turned out to be such a pussy.
Please.
Hey, dude, don't call me that. That's, like, actually not chill or whatever. Like, I feel like it's actually cool to be kind of, like, helping out people. Wait. Seriously. Let's hear him out.
Please. I can name every single one of the folks that I need to go back to feed. I swear to you, I just need a loaf of bread and some more, potentially, if you've got it for me.
Okay, good.
Give me a second, please. All of the names are Sarah Dahlstrom, Finn Bruce, Lucy Walker-Cox, Zan, Lily One of One, Emma Ruggiero, Carson, Katie Chase, Nelson Brooks, Eric Burke, Hayden Kuhn, Charlie, Bella Pradika, Adrian Dubicki, Carlotta Ossenberg, Haley Jeffers, Badsick, Ashlyn, Gemma Yemo, AOP Poo Sponsor, Susie Alvarez, Martin Legrand, Loli, Andre Sanchez, Jack Bloor, Lars Dreilitz, Holden McGroin, Bob Sacamano, Hive Mind Riley, Kaylee Lang, Sophie Sarankowski, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Dana Kreisman, Mansa Wiesa, Louis, Hannah Newsom, Daniel Vinard, Poppy Davies, Belle Stone, Stink, Emily Faith, Willie One of One, Coco, Mia Babadia, Ben Hare, Deals for Reels, Favi, Lil Lizard, Antonio Mora, Hannah Anderson, Josiah, Maggie Moyen, Mackenzie, Troy and Haley Coleslaw, Ray, Arta, Emma Likes Things, DJ Khaled, Sticker Girls, You the Best.
Hi, girls.
Danny Manny, Chris, Mason Abagarbia, and Caspian. They're all here. And I promise you, they need your help and mine as well.
My head's spinning. All these orphans. My head's spinning. Rob.
So might I just get some bread if... Now that Rob is
passed out?
Can
or
I maybe,
did he die?
I think maybe he passed out.
Yeah. Well...
Can I have some extra bread, please?
Sure. I'm Tim, by the way.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm Arthur.
What?
Arthur.
I thought you said orphan.
Arthur, the orphan.
Arthur the orphan.
Yes.
Arthur is an artwork, too. It's a TV show.
What is TV?
It's from the future.
Okay.
That's where Annie's from, is from the future.
Yes.
And...
Because we're in the year... 1642.
Mm. Oh. Well, hey, I just wanted to say I love what you're doing and just keep going, okay, little guy?
Thanks, Tim.
Because I think things are going to be okay for you.
Thanks, Tim.
And if you need a job, just let me know. There's like sword sharpening and stuff like that over here.
Thanks, Tim.
Or you can maybe do washing clothes over here.
Thanks, Tim. But I much prefer just getting the bread for free. Gotta go. Bye. And scene.
Aww.
Oh, well, goodness. So kay. You want to talk TikTok? You want to talk TikTok?
I want to talk TikTok.
You want to talk TikTok?
I want to talk titties.
You want to talk TikTok?
Is it banned?
Because I'm going to... You got something I'm going to pickpocket from out of yourself. You got something left and you don't want to have. Okay. This is the deal. This is the deal with TikTok.
I think I get the ick when you do that.
No, you don't.
No, I could never get the ick.
I'm gonna roll it back a little bit here, okay?
I'm in love with the Google.
We're gonna do a little rewind, okay? Little rewind.
Okay.
So.
Back to 2000 and.
Back to 2017.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
So even before that.
So like I think like I was born.
2014. Mm-hmm. And a little beyond.
Okay.
We get an app called Musical.ly, right?
Well, yes. Okay. We have to go that far back.
It's going
to
be really quick. All right. Really quick.
Go ahead.
Musical.ly does this little thing. It's like a little karaoke app. It's meant for just singing. We get Jacob Sartorius, you know, out of it, whatever.
King.
2017, a little, actually big company called ByteDance buys Musical.ly. And in 2018, they rebranded TikTok. ByteDance is a Chinese-owned company they're a Chinese-owned company, and they make TikTok. TikTok relaunches. It starts to gain a little bit of popularity, and in like 2019, when it's like starting to hit a little bit, the U.S. government and national security officials are like, Chinese-owned social media app. A lot of people are using it. It's all about, you know, looking at face, whatever, da 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 da.
A lot of children dancing. Is that what stuff they're worried like about or not?
Not
really?
Even really. It's just more so the data.
Maybe they should.
A lot of Americans using it and the read about the data, and also because in China.
Worried about the data means absolutely nothing to
it
me.
Does. Well, to you. Okay. So
it's basically the Chinese government has our data.
Well, the Chinese
or sort of the world's data.
And we'll preface this again by saying you and I are not at all experts in policy.
By the
nor
yeah.
do we really pay
by
that much
way,
attention
you guys,
to it.
By the way, you guys, we are not experts.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know maybe you thought
that.
Yeah.
But we're not like, yeah. Literally, we're just like, doing this shit for fun.
We're just kids. We're just two kids.
Yeah. I'm 14.
I'm 17.
Okay, go ahead.
And we're just two kids. So
the data.
Yes, exactly. So the data. 2019, this goes down. 2020.
It's crazy how dumb I am, but yes. 2020.
2020.
Yep.
The US government's kind of like, well, okay, well, let me also say, just because we got a little off there.
Yeah, sorry.
The reason that it was of concern is because in China, the government has a lot of control over Chinese business and a lot of, because it's, mostly communist. So
yes.
They have, yes. So they have a lot of control and access to Chinese businesses.
Right.
In which case the US, because they fear it, whatever, is kind of like, I don't know how we feel about this.
Okay.
So the Trump administration is like, all right, well, let's say that if we want to continue. Trump, he was the United States president.
Just in case anyone doesn't know.
Okay. Huh?
Just in case someone doesn't know.
Yeah, yeah. United States president 2016 to 2020.
Okay, I'll do an impression. Inch.
Yep. That's good.
Okay, good.
That was actually like really good.
Thank you. Should I go on SNL?
Maybe.
Perfect. Okay.
They tried to sign this bill that says TikTok is banned unless it's owned by US company.
Right.
So Microsoft, Oracle, and Walmart were all in talks to buy TikTok. It doesn't go through. Okay. Mm-hmm. Biden gets elected. They kind of are just like hush about it. They don't really care about it. TikTok has this big sigh of relief. They're like, cool, great. Come 2024, really, I think early 2023 into 2024, they're talking about it again.
Yep.
And they're like, you know, still fearing fucking like espionage and like Chinese surveillance into Americans, just like
right
kind of stuff that I don't even know if it's really,
yeah,
I don't know, I just don't know.
Yeah,
but that's the concern. And
I'm gonna ask a really dumb question.
Yes.
I think I know the answer.
What?
Are Americans allowed to go to China?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You're not allowed to go to Cuba.
No, we're allowed to go to China.
And like, there's always, you're always feuding.
There's always something.
Right. Okay.
It seems.
No, go ahead.
So anyway, I think it just has to do with like, I think it's just like a big dick contest. Like they're just competing to be like the biggest power, basically.
Money. It's all about money.
That's what it feels like to me. I don't really pay much attention to it.
Right. I love
Maybe I should.
I love us talking about this and not knowing anything. I bet you people are quaking in their boots.
They're like, but no, it's, well, actually.
Connery, anybody? Literally, I'm sorry. Inform me.
Mm. Yeah. So this bill, which... the way that bills work also is that there's often a lot of, this is different.
Okay.
President has to sign them. And often there's a lot of things. And when the president signs a bill, it becomes a law.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that can be wrapped into one bill. And so this TikTok thing, banned TikTok for a year, was wrapped into-
For a year?
They have a year before a U.S. company has to buy it. But they wrapped a bunch of like foreign aid stuff into it, which, you know, is like a big thing right now. And so Biden signs off on this thing for, you know, foreign aid to countries that are asking or needed or whatever right now. And within that is also TikTok must be purchased by a U.S. entity within 12 months. Otherwise, it's banned. A lot of people are like, in the U.S. government, are like, this is against the First Amendment, mm-hmm. freedom of speech, whatever, because of this, that, and the other. And other people are like, fuck it. This app also is like, you know, sucking the youth into just scrolling and all these issues that are coming about from it, whatever.
True.
TikTok is likely going to, if it goes any further... There's just going to be a lot of delays. Like, it's not going to get banned is my ultimate...
I don't think so either.
My ultimate prediction.
Too much of a money machine.
Yeah, but for... I mean, I guess there's some U.S. money as far as like in the companies and whatever that make money off of it. But mostly it's money being made by...
Right.
Not
but
us.
But I'm... Well...
But either way, TikTok can also like take the U.S. government... to court and all this stuff. Like there's just like so much stuff that's going to go down.
Right.
It's just, crazy. I don't know. I think it's just something to talk about. That's how I feel about it. I don't think anything is
going
to
happen. It's been a few, this is what, round five that we're like, it's gone. It's
the second time that it's been like a major, like, oh shit, TikTok could go away. Second time.
Right. I mean, people lose their jobs. People lose their jobs all the time, but like, which is terrible, but, yeah, I mean...
It's interesting.
Do I...
It would be the first time that the United States passes a law, if it actually happens, that would ban a social media platform. First time ever.
Vine just like went bankrupt, right? That was the whole thing?
Yeah, I think they were just like out.
Crazy.
That wasn't a ban.
I mean...
It's interesting though.
Yeah, because I... Okay, this aside of the whole ban and stuff, just like TikTok going away or staying... I think people just move to Reels is what I think, but also obviously it's affecting growing brains and also our brains were fully developed. Everyone's addicted to their phone and we're all like addicted to it. Mm-hmm. So our phone / TikTok / whatever it is. So I am like, I don't want it to go away, but I like for the greater good, am I like, oh, maybe, but then we'll just find something else.
I'm so indifferent.
I don't know. I mean, like, I like TikTok.
Yeah.
We have a platform there. It's awesome.
It's funny.
You know, it's become a job for us.
My favorite thing about TikTok.
I don't know. Yeah.
My favorite thing about TikTok over Instagram Reels is how, like, Instagram Reels has really figured out my brain and what I want to see.
Watch Reels.
In a way that's like, I just watch them when they come up on my Discover. Like, I'm not swiping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but that's what I mean. Like, most people do that now. They've kind of transitioned.
But what I love about TikTok and swiping around there is I'll get something that is just so out of this world ridiculous. Like, just a...
Yeah.
Like, there's just more...
craziness.
Like, underbelly to TikTok than there is on Instagram Reels.
Which I love TikTok.
I love that.
But just in general of, like, how kids are growing up, what we're doing, like, are we getting lost in the sauce? I don't know what's going on.
Are we getting lost in the sauce? I just passed the level 5 boss.
Oh my God. But also,
you want to be a hyper pop star?
Yeah.
I want to be a rapper.
I respect that.
I've actually never had that dream in my entire life. I don't want to be a rapper.
You want to be a producer? Which you can be.
Yeah.
And I could, together we sometimes, can achieve those
sometimes
goals.
It's just fun to rhyme.
Yeah.
That's why I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
No, see, you don't rhyme. You go,
yeah. That shit green like slime.
Yeah.
Could I borrow a dime? I just need 10 cents. 10 cents to pass my test. I got the pencil, but the sharpener ain't working. And my teacher on the desk twerking?
You never do this in real life. And then the camera comes on, the microphone comes out.
I do it in real life.
And then you just
don't stop. It's the caffeine.
Listen, I'm going to have a sip of it too.
We're done with TikTok.
No, we're not.
That's the history. No. That's the history I'm saying. Like, as far as the conversation goes.
Oh, okay. But comment down below. Is it going? Is it leaving? Is it good? Is it bad? It's a great.
Is it coming?
I'm
going to
have a sip of this. I need a sip of this. Can I?
Yeah. You might not like it. It's kind of like at the end, it's just black coffee. Got some MCT oil in there.
I was looking at my list of things of
tea oil.
Clean apartment, move out.
Oh, you're looking at your
my itinerary and not my...
Wait, can you tell me about...
yes.
You were talking to me about NFTs.
No, okay. I'm going to come back to that.
Okay.
Because I feel like we've been talking about things we don't know.
I know.
Far too long. So let's talk about another thing that we don't know that is maybe not as serious.
Mm-hmm.
The Taylor Swift album called
The Tortured Poets Department. Dead
Poet Society.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Robin Williams.
You know, it's kind of interesting.
Yes. I don't, but tell me.
So my true and honest opinion on the Taylor Swift album, 31 songs, the whole like double album thing. And she's like, yeah, I just had like a lot to say and whatever. To me, that is there's something that's more of a play in there that's like trying to break some like streaming record or album sales record or something like that. The way that album sales are calculated now has a lot to do with the number of streams that you get in total. Like if like one of your songs is streamed a billion times it's one song from the album, that counts as like this many album sales kind of thing. So I think she's trying to do some sort of thing, whatever. I'm like, 31 songs, nobody needs that. But then Blade drops a 30-song album and I'm like, I needed 30 Blade songs.
I needed 30 Blade songs too.
Is how I feel.
Fuck.
So then I feel a little bad that I had that opinion about Taylor Swift because I'm not a fan, you know? There are fans out there they're loving 31 songs and I'm okay with that.
Yes.
And it took a 30-song Blade album for me to realize that.
Okay, so this will be a two-part We'll talk about, okay. So what, honest opinions of the Taylor Swift album. We've listened to it each.
Once through. Yeah.
And go ahead.
I think.
I'm putting you on the, I feel like you're going to be burned alive right now. Yeah. Like that's how.
See, but here's the other thing. This is again.
I'm hiding behind you.
Me listening.
In front of us. Mm-hmm.
Me listening to the Blade album, an artist that I love.
What, we'll go back to the Blade album.
I'm just saying, but it changes my, I'm just letting you know that it does change my opinion.
Yeah.
A lot of the opinions that I had about the Taylor Swift album. When I first listened to the Taylor Swift album, I'm thinking to myself, it's so much of it is like, so clearly like Lana Del Rey inspired.
Jack Antonoff.
Yeah, sure. Jack Antonoff.
He worked on both.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
He worked on the Lana Del Rey stuff?
Yes.
The most recent one?
Yes.
But not the old stuff?
I don't know. But he's, they're all in the same sphere. So that's why I'm like, okay, that's just the same
thing. It feels like very, you know, Lana. And it also, I feel like I'm listening to the 30 songs and I can't really discern the difference between a lot of them.
This is when the Swifties come out and they go.
And her old album stuff. Like a lot of it, I'm just like, oh, I feel like I've heard this song before.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I listened to it. And also I will say, as far as Taylor Swift goes, I'm not just like a Taylor Swift hater. I actually loved the Folklore album.
Oh yeah.
A lot.
Everyone's,
there's a lot of songs on there that I really, really, really liked. So I'm not just a hater.
Nope.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just like what you're saying, like of people going in and out. It's like a sine wave kind of thing. And right now I'm on the outside.
And like maybe she's just not in her bag right now.
Maybe.
Maybe she's not in the pocket right now is what I'm saying.
And you know what?
Of.
Maybe that's because of Travis Kelce.
Except usually when you're happy, you don't make good shit.
You think so?
Yeah.
I feel the opposite, but.
Like Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's not get into that.
No. What do you think?
Well,
also one more thought.
I'm going to tread lightly.
One more thought. Very quickly. Only two features.
Post Malone and Lana. Yeah. No.
No. Post Malone and there was one other one. I can't remember.
Lana was on with them, wasn't she?
I don't know. But I'm also like, damn, that
Post Malone
is
and who?
Crazy for a pop artist.
Can you Google? Oh, okay.
Let me hear your opinions.
Well, I'm going to tread very, very lightly because...
No, just be honest.
One thing that I've learned about being online is you're not allowed to have opinions.
Florence and the Machine.
Ah, yes. That's it?
Yep.
Why did I think long ago? Listen. I have tried time and time and time again to get into Taylor Swift. Dated back to 14 years old, right? I'm at the pool party in Canada with my friends and they would go to her concerts. Like this was like Speak Now or like whatever. Some of her songs are banger, banger, bangers. Mm-hmm. I think she's a smart woman. I think she is... Not that one. Like I'm talking about like there are other deep. Okay. Well, not that one, but like there are other. You're annoying me.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. And so now I can't remember what I was thinking because I was interrupted by a man.
This is what you're saying.
Yes,
pool party. She has some hits.
She has some hits. She's, I respect her. The All Too Well 10 minute version. Fuck me right up. I am a Swiftie when I watched that video. I'm just not a Swiftie.
It's fair.
LOML is probably my favorite off the album. I can't get on board. And I try.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I respect her.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the songs are awesome. Mm-hmm. Am I a Swiftie? Because I want to be part of it. It's like a club that I just can't get in. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I'm like, fuck, everyone's like listening and screaming and like, and the this is means this and there's Easter eggs and it's like loving Harry Potter or something. Like it's such a fan, like die hard. I'm just also not.
There's lore.
I'm not a massive fan of anything.
Yeah.
That's where I'm a fan mm-hmm. of many things.
Mm-hmm.
I am not, I don't know when someone was born, where, I think I've talked about it, but like, I don't know that shit.
Yeah.
That to me, I don't have the time. I'd rather know a little bit about everything than like, not, well, which I don't, but like, than know.
Yeah. I think it's kind of
everything like, about one artist or one show or one book or like, you yeah. know?
It's similar to like being an addict, just like in general, to where like if you have an addictive personality, you can just latch onto one thing that yes. is addictive. And
like
then
one
you're
direction,
like,
that was like a big thing.
And you're looped on it. And then same with like being a fan, you either have that like hardcore fandom
yes.
in you or you don't.
Or you don't. And it's not that I, you know.
Just like in general.
Yeah.
Because I also agree.
I totally don't. Like I've seen mm-hmm. whatever fucking, I don't know. If I'm a fan of a director, I've probably seen most of their movies
mm-hmm.
or an artist. I've heard most of their songs, but I can't like,
is there anyone,
them,
yeah.
you know?
Is there any artist that you would, because the whole Taylor Swift recent tour thing, the tickets became like a stock market where like,
yeah,
you could buy, my sister made thousands of dollars because she couldn't go to a concert, Taylor Swift concert. And so she had to resell them.
Shit.
She made literally thousands of dollars reselling her tickets.
That's crazy. I mean, that's a whole other thing of selling your tickets for
but what I'm
that
saying
much money. I'm like, bro.
There are people.
You don't need that much money. Also, you know your fandom and that they are working class or whatever it is. I mean, everybody's a fan of Taylor mm-hmm. Swift. I'm like, I know it's probably not up to her, but it's fucking shitty.
It's not. But also
I
there
know
are
it's
people.
Not, but like, I don't fuck with that.
What I'm saying though is there are people that would spend like $3,500 for a single ticket to go to a Taylor Swift concert. Is there anybody, what's the max you would spend to go see your favorite artist, whoever it is?
Maybe when I was younger.
Or
like
what's
I
the most you've spent maybe?
What's the most I've spent?
To see somebody live. You were just like, I have to.
$50?
$50.
Like, uh-huh. No, I mean, no, probably a bit more, but I don't even remember at this point. Like I've seen like Lady Gaga, but that was more of like, that was fun for my friends and I to go. Mm-hmm. Like we like drove to the city in high school and like whatever, we saw some, and it was fun. Like it was like, and she's someone that I'm like, yeah, like Beyonce. I mean, same with Taylor, but like, again, it was probably like $120, like not yeah. Canadian. Like I'm like trying to think of like who am I obsessed with?
Well, Michael and I, for a while, were like,
I love Young Lean, but like, I saw him for $20. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what, which, or whatever, $30. Like, I know we're now on tour. We don't choose how much our tickets are sold at. Like,
right.
That's a thing people should know. It's like, I don't choose that. And I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, or like, we've talked about, or people paying for meet and greets at this level, not even. It's just not, that doesn't feel good for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just meet you. Like, I don't want to take your money and for you to meet me. There's something,
mm-hmm.
I'm not about it. I don't know. Anyways,
she's making money on her
she's
tours.
She's making fat checks. Listen,
she's got fans.
I love money, would love to make money.
Mm-hmm. She's got fans.
When I can afford a house,
she's
I'll let you know.
Flying around in her little private jet.
We bounce around, but like, listen. I respect her. I know this is, she is a business. She is surpassed human level.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well,
we don't know whatever. What that's like. We don't know
whatever. What do you think of the new Blade album?
The Blade album. Kyle? So here's the thing. Similarly to my thoughts on the Taylor Swift album, which is why I kind of changed my opinion on it. It is entirely produced by Filthy. I'm sure you know who that is. Just kidding. You probably don't.
Oh my God.
Filthy is
help me.
One of the main producers of, why am I blanking on the crew name? Someone's going to comment it. They're screaming it right now.
Gravity Boys?
No.
Who's that?
It's an American one. Because I'm just hearing his tag in my head. Wake up, Filthy. But it's, Working on Dying is what it's called. Okay.
See, this is the thing. I don't know, like, you know that's mm-hmm. the producer of Blade. I'm like, I'll end it at like.
It's not the producer of Blade. That's the whole thing about this album.
Right, okay, but Drain Gang.
Or Drain Gang either, no.
No, but like, I know the names of the Drain Gang members. I know the BTS Who? Members.
Name them.
Ty Boy, Young Sherman, Young Lean, Blade. Echo 2K.
Good. Nice.
Thank you. BTS members. Jungkook. V. Jungkook. V. Suga. Fuck, I used to know this. Because I was like a fan. Mm-hmm. Suga.
Nice.
No! It's because I'm on the spot.
It's okay. You got the you got the Drain Gang. That was actually impressive.
J-Hope.
See, the thing is, I don't know. I couldn't say yes or no to any of these.
J-Hope. Fuck. Oh my God, I can picture him, but I can't name his name. Fail.
Epic fail. Whatever.
Fail.
So this album is entirely produced by Filthy for the most part. Like there's 30 songs. I think 28 of them are produced by Filthy.
Okay.
Filthy is one of the lead producers of Working on Dying, which is a production crew. So it's like probably at this point, like six or seven people who are just producers. They make beats and they get them on rap albums. Filthy was one of the big producers on Whole Lotta Red, the Playboi Carti album. That was really big.
Okay.
And that sound was a new sound at the time. But a lot of it, this is where it's kind of interesting. Okay. A lot of that, when you hear it for the first time, you go, oh, this is really Drain Gang inspired. Like a lot of this sound has some Drain Gang sound to it. Okay. And a lot of his earlier stuff, not earlier, but some of his songs post his first two albums. Kind of like, oh, this like sounds like Drain Gang. Interesting. So anyway, I was always wondering when they would cross-pollinate and they would come together.
To create the ultimate album.
To create, yeah. So now Filthy is producing this thing, but I listen to it and I go, oh, this just sounds like the Playboi Carti stuff. This just sounds like Whole Lotta Red. But I like it because it's Blade doing a Whole Lotta Red because I'm a fan of Blade. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
And that's where when I take that, I think from that perspective on the Taylor Swift stuff where I'm like, it just sounds like this. I think to myself, well, maybe it's cool for the Swifties that they're getting the sound of this artist through her lens. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I like it. A lot of
everyone's
the songs—
Everyone's just trying.
Also on the Blade album, so many of the songs you can't really, I couldn't like go and be like, oh yeah, I remember this and this and this and this one. I can't really like discern the difference between them on this album specifically. There's some that stand out to me. I really like
lyrically,
the ones with Young Lean.
Yes.
And yeah, I'll always take a Blade album.
Me too. I agree. I can't wait to listen to it.
But yeah.
I've listened to like five of them, but not the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it, you know? And I think that's just okay.
It's fine.
Can I name the songs that I like? No. Do I know them when they come on? Yes. That's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay.
That is okay. It's totally fine for that.
That's a reference to, well, you should guess.
You guys know.
You should guess. Okay, well.
So you were about to move into this crib.
I'm about to move into this crib, which is crazy. Gonna live alone.
Is that the first time that you've ever lived by yourself?
No.
You have lived alone before.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Years ago. For about 6 months in Toronto. And I was working at a restaurant down the street from where I lived. I'm boring myself. No, I was too young. I wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know. It was like a 2-bedroom. Somehow found a deal, could barely afford it, and just was not ready all around, and thought I was. But now I feel very ready, and you guys live across the hall.
I was going to say, do you think it'll really feel like you're living by yourself, having Michael and I across the hall?
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's like, I'm not scared because I'm like, okay. Because I don't do well on my own that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need my little time, but not like, I can't do like days alone or anything like that. So, you know, I'll be over watching Entourage and Moonstruck and hanging out. And we'll be making dinners as always.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be rocking it. That's
the good times will continue. You'll just be right across the hall.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. And I get to like design this place by myself, which was really fun, and have space for like friends to visit or family to visit. And I'm this is much needed. I think it's been affecting my mental health a little bit of like, of bouncing back and forth, kind of living with you guys, kind of not, but having my own room I haven't had in like 2 years
because
I've been kind of living in many different places. So I would love, if anyone has any recommendations of like essential oil diffusers, is that what it's called? Or like just like fun. I saw this like lamp thing that it's like you put a candle underneath and it heats it and it gives the room the fragrance, but like doesn't actually light it, because I'm that person that I will drive myself insane, be in an Uber half an hour away from going to Manhattan or something, and I'll be like, I love the straightener on. Then I love the straightener on, and I'll sob, I'll come right back home. I'll even unplug and go, it's unplugged.
And we have to repeat it back to make sure that we all heard it, and we heard the song that she unplugged it.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So anyways, I think that's a good
tool. Do they not make...
I also want lighting. I want like really like, yeah. Moody, like, like a little...
Do they not make straighteners and hair curlers that just turn off? So that, like,
they do.
If you don't forget to unplug it?
I think they do, but I don't have it. And I'm not going to get it.
Why? What's that one thing that you were wanting? What was that one thing that you were going crazy about like a couple months ago?
Dyson?
The hair curler thing?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Do you know how much that is?
It's like $600.
Seven?
And what is it? A curler?
Kind of. It like zaps it in. It's like, it's Dyson brand.
Yeah, I know.
So it's kind of the same technology that it like sucks shit.
That it sucks shit?
It like sucks it. Mm-hmm. Like sucks it in and then curls it and then
yeah,
you're good. I don't know how to, it's like less bad for heat.
You just fully explained the tech to me. I understand.
Bad for heating.
Oh, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I still want it. Mother's Day is coming up. Mother's Day is coming up.
Speaking of Dyson, I think that we should split a cordless
and get a
Dyson vac.
I think you're gonna
for both apartments.
That vacuum's good though.
Yeah, but come on. The cordless, you just bring it in here.
See, that's the thing. Is like, when do you upgrade as we enter adulthood? When is it appropriate to buy, like, what comes first? A nice dining room table or the nice vacuum?
You decide.
See what I'm saying?
It's all about budgeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world's most
boring podcast.
It's all about budgeting. So on this episode, we're going to be talking about...
Okay, well...
I'm surprised that...
Can I show you... What's up?
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm really surprised that Paul and Natalie were busy to... Because I would have loved for them to come in and discuss...
The Taylor Swift album?
The Taylor Swift and Blade album.
Well, there
album.
Might be something. There might be something coming out.
Oh, yeah?
About with Paul and Natalie. Can I show you my favorite video of the week? This is a new segment.
Favorite video of the week. Yeah, show me your favorite video of the week.
Favorite video of the week.
Show me your favorite video of the week.
Okay.
On TikTok, of course. You better save that. You better download that video. That app's not going to be on your phone much longer.
Don't scare me. I think I'm actually in denial is the true answer.
It's not going to get banned.
You know, okay, I'm going to watch it with no...
Really quickly, you know who offered to buy it?
Who? Elon Musk?
No. Soulja Boy.
Whoa.
He said, I'm going to buy TikTok. He doesn't have the money to buy TikTok. All right, let's watch this.
Yeah.
Start from the top. You can play it with the audio up. So we got...
Wait, I don't know if we should...
Holy shit.
Okay, wait, I don't know if we should watch this with no sound.
No, with sound. Because
he has to... Connor has to...
That's fine.
Whatever.
Just match it. Okay. So just to preface, we've got... Chad Kroeger.
So there's of a Nickelback. I will just no. Just to preface. This is a.
Am I not allowed to hold the phone?
Yes, you will. Because you ruined the. Just to preface, this is a casino.
In a casino, I was gonna say.
There's in a casino, mm-hmm. A man.
He's
a little. It's not chunky, but.
No, he looks great.
He looks good. He looks pretty good.
All right.
And
play
he's
it.
and he's turned around. This is a video. This is a camera video. Okay, it's spur of the moment.
Roll the clip.
Chad.
What?
Can you sing for me one little time?
Would you shut the fuck up?
Can you sing for me one little time?
Yes, what?
Just rock stars. Can you give me a little verse?
I'm through standing in line of clubs, never get in. It's like the bottom of the night. I'm never gonna win. Would you fuck off?
My favorite.
Hold on.
What's up?
Is he actually...
He's hammered.
Is he actually mad?
No, I think they were...
And
I
who
think
is this person that's filming? Is this just
a
random
fan? My favorite
thing
of the video is this.
He goes, shut the fuck up.
It's the drunk this.
And he goes this, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. And then he goes in to actually sing pretty well.
Of course.
Well, he has a little rasp. I love that video. He's drunk at a casino, doing his thing. Shoot, the energy is they probably were like flirting or talking before, laughing together. And then she was like, I don't think it was like, I think they kind of knew each other before.
Like she probably was like,
she's friendly throughout
fanning first. Yeah. And then was like, wait one more time.
Yeah.
Kind of
and
deal.
He's like, shut the fuck
shut
he
the
also
fuck
has
up.
Nothing in his eyes
he's
at this
hammered.
Point.
He's drunk.
He's gone.
I would love to run into Nickelback at a casino.
That's what I mean, where I'm like, wait.
Where?
Also, specifically Chad Kroeger.
Yeah.
Holy
Nickelback.
Shit. Do you remember when he dated Avril Lavigne? Married.
No, I don't. It's a shame. It's a shame that they got so memed out. It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's just a shame. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it actually helped their careers.
See,
but
some of our friends or some people that I know, they're on the train. They're like, Nickelback's actually good. And I'm like, no. We've now reversed. No. What did we do here? Like, cause it's like, you start hating something so laugh. Much. It's like
every
Connery.
Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Have you seen that
one? Yeah. No. Look at this photograph.
And then he goes, every time I do, it makes me laugh. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
There were so many. Or this one. This one killed me. Look at this graph.
And it's just
and
like a bar graph.
Because it's edited. They edited out the photo. Yeah. But it's like Because and you could hear it. Like, yeah. It's not smooth. Look at this
graph. Oh, no. We got to play that.
And it really, really kills me. But
to end this off,
it's, yeah, I think.
Oh, shit.
That's so funny. I do. Yeah, everyone's like coming back. It's like Connery. Sorry, Connery. He's like, yeah, Rick and Morty's actually good. And it's because Rick and Morty's memed out. And I'm sure it is, but you know what I mean? It's in that same energy. Oh my God, let's go.
Here we go, 3, 2, 1. Look at this graph. One more time. It's still- Look at this graph. I don't know why that's so good. Was that a vine?
Perfect. Yeah.
It says it was a vine.
Oh, yeah. This was a vine.
Look at this graph.
And then zooms in on his face. Fuck, that's
awesome.
Oh,
anyway, guys. That's episode 27.
I can't wait.
To get to 28.
I can't wait to, like,
smoke a joint.
No. Actually, no.
Yeah.
Listen, we are. I have actually nothing to say.
What?
I just felt like I had to do like a big like end of the show thing, but really just you know the drill.
Coming up here, we're gonna be on the road, so
yeah,
the so set's gonna change. Crazy.
Yeah,
but we're taking it with us.
Yeah, we're going to LA for a full month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm freaking excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to pack for that today, probably, which is crazy.
That is wild to think about.
I know. We're like,
but whatever. That's what we do.
We're on the road.
We on the road. Episode 27, guys. Thanks so much for dropping in. If you don't already, hit the follow button on Spotify. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube. Hit the notification bell. Comment something nice down below. Head to the link in the bio if you want to see the bonus episode that we're about to record right after this. If you want to grab some cool and fun Veronica's cool merchandise, head to the link in the bio. If you want to buy tickets for the shows coming up, head to the other links in the bio. And we'll see you next time on episode 28 of Nevermind.
Bye.
Bye. Let's do an outro song real quick.
I'm not musical today.
Bye.
You keep forcing me to do music today.
It was so... I haven't forced you to do music once.
Yeah, you keep... Literally, you keep having a gun beside your beside your chair and you keep pointing at me and go, sing, bitch, sing.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.